Keep going down to verse 16 of chapter 21 of Luke, because we're getting more lessons from Christ's message. Number one is, I'm not going to be deceived. Number two, I'm going to trust His promises and not live fearfully. Number three, I'm going to speak for Jesus in any circumstance. Verse 16 is the fourth one. You'll be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they'll put some of you to death. That's what's happening all over the world. That's what's happening in Muslim countries. That's what's happening in India. That's what's happening in all of the regions that persecution is rampant. People are being betrayed. They're being delivered up. They're being turned in. What's the lesson here? I will purpose to never quit, even when those closest to me fail me. If you live long enough, someone close to you is going to fail you. People that stand for Jesus Christ do horrible things sometimes. And they fail us. They disappoint us. You know what? You stand for Christ no matter what they do. That's what we have to remember. Two verses to write down. Mark 13:13, you'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures the end will be saved. Jesus said in the parallel account, I'm going to serve the Lord even if everybody else doesn't. I'm not going to wait for them to, and then I will. I'm not going to hang on them and, you know, be as bold as they are. I'm going to have a direct personal connection. I'm going to not quit even if they fail. And that's what we need to do. Did you know, every time there's a disturbance in Tulsa, in a church, everyone just peels off. Have you noticed that? The church shuffle. I mean, Tulsa's just, and I'm not picking on Tulsa, it's everywhere in the country. As soon as, you know, they don't do it, you just peel off and go somewhere else. And what it looks like is you are following the man instead of following the Lord. I think Jesus still attends church there. Isn't that interesting? He doesn't leave. He stays. It's just an amazing thing. And then it causes all the hypocrites and all the scoffers to point at the church and say, they can't even get along. How can I listen to them? He says, no, I purpose to never quit even when those closest to me fail me. True believers are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. This also speaks of what we call the fact that true believers never stop believing. Also, you can say theologically, they persevere. How do they do that? Do they do it by gritting their teeth? No, it's a work of the Holy Spirit. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. A true believer never stops believing. They endure to the end, as Jesus said. And that's part of His promise to us. We're kept, Peter said in 1 Peter 1:5, by the power of God through faith. We are participating unto salvation. Real quickly, look at verse 17 of Luke 21. You'll be hated by all for my name's sake. You know what I wrote in my Bible? I will expect that life will be hard and full of trials. Did you know we're kind of in a bubble in America? Things are so good here. I mean, I have 20 different Christian bookstores to choose from. I have thousands of websites to choose from. I have thousands of Christian books. I have endless stuff. I mean, when we travel, we go from one big church to another and just, you know, enjoy seeing the saints worshiping. We're in a bubble. It's not like that in the rest of the world. People look at us and they say, you don't know what you have. And we don't. And what we need to realize is that life is hard and full of troubles, except for us that are in this little bubble right now. And we think, you know, our physical troubles and our health and our vicissitudes and jobs are hard. A lot of people are struggling to even continue as a believer because they are so abused by their families and by their culture and everything else. So what do we do about that? Here's a verse to write down, 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. I will expect that life will be hard and full of trials. I'm going to expect that. I'm going to prepare for that. I'm not going to plan to have an easy life. In fact, Bonnie and I were riding last night. She said, honey, I never plan to retire. I said, I don't either. I said, I know one thing. I'm going to serve the Lord my whole life. The guy before me at Quidnesset, I was a young 32-year-old. I wonder why they wanted me so badly to come there years back in Rhode Island. I found out after I got there, their last pastor was preaching about the coming of the Lord, and he went, and the Lord will come. And then he just dropped. And they all thought, wow, what a clever device. I think some people even clapped. They thought it was one of the most remarkable endings of his sermon. He had a heart attack. He fell under the pulpit and died. And they said, we've got to have a younger one. So they got me. And I was careful. Every time I pounded the pulpit, people would go. You know, one time I really was tempted to just drop out of sight, but they might have clapped, and I wouldn't have liked that. So I will expect life will be hard and full of trials, because all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer. Number one, have you resolved you won't be deceived? It's not too late to start reading through this book or listening through this book or studying through this book. Have you decided that you're not going to live in fear? Then start having a proper view of God. Know who he is. Know what he said about himself. Believe what he says about himself. And you will find a friend that will never leave you and is always with you. Decide that you are going to speak for Jesus in any circumstance. And you're not going to quit when even those closest to you fail you. And also, decide that you are going to be one that says life is hard and full of trials. And I'm not going to let them wear me down. I'm going to let them refine my life so I can be a blessing to others. That's what Jesus applied to us, his sermon on the end of the world.